The spirit of the church cry out, come, Lord Jesus, come. We turn our attention this week to the Gospel of Matthew, reading from the first chapter. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. The Gospel of the Lord. We know Joseph was a good man. We know Joseph believed and was looking for the Messiah to come. We can also see from what we know of him in this chapter of the Scriptures that Joseph loved Mary very much because he chose a very merciful, a very compassionate, a very loving path to extricate himself from the marriage arrangement between them. Joseph must have believed Mary. It appears he trusted Mary. It wasn't that he didn't understand, or rather didn't see the sequence of the details. Wasn't that he didn't hear what Mary told him and couldn't absorb what she was saying. It was more that it was beyond his comprehension in the moment. All that he was supposed to know about this child on the way, this would take some time. Joseph wasn't confused. Joseph heard the things that were addressed to him. But Joseph was having one of those moments. And in the recipe of all that was swirling around in Joseph's mind and heart at this moment, clearly there was also just a smidge of fear. For the angel spoke to him about that fear. Do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. Was it a fear of expectation of all that he would be responsible for in the situation? The human man who was to raise this child from heaven, the Son of God? Was it a fear of all that was said about who this child was and what he would do? We don't know for sure. But we know that in this moment, Joseph had a plan of his own that the angel addressed. And that plan was to allow Mary to go back to her childhood family, to her parents, to her home, and let the Lord sort out the rest. I think you and I have experienced moments like Joseph was experiencing here. I think you and I can relate because there have been those times in our lives where someone we love, someone we trust, someone we know usually makes sense, is telling us something that they clearly believe, that makes complete sense to them. And we nod and we smile and we trust that what they're saying to us is real and is right, but it's confusing. And maybe that confusion even causes a bit of fear. that everybody else around us is getting it, understanding it, comprehending it, processing it, and following it, but I'm the one that seems to be on the outside looking in without certainty of what's really going on here. And then comes that moment when we're finally standing next to the person who has laid this all out for us, and we're experiencing it right along with them, and we finally have that aha moment, and it all clicks. All that we had pictured in our mind's eye earlier, putting the puzzle pieces together, wasn't exactly right. And now that we see it all in motion, we see it standing next to them, it all makes sense. We might even say in such a moment, I did believe you. I did trust you. I thought I kind of got what you were saying to me, but now? Now that I've experienced, now that I've stood there with you and seen it for myself, now it all makes sense. Now it's all clear. Now I understand. It was to serve that purpose for Joseph in that moment that God sent the angel Gabriel into his dreams. What Gabriel was ultimately saying to Joseph was, slow down, take a deep breath, don't fear everything that's going on around you, as confusing as it may be. Understand now that God is behind all of these things. God is in control of everything that's going on around you. God is bringing His one and only Son into the world as promised, according to all those ancient prophecies that you've been hearing at the synagogue week after week since your childhood. And when it is God doing what He sees best, whether it's in your life or in the greater picture of the happenings of the world and the plan of salvation, when God is the one making things happen, there is no reason for any human believer to fear. It made sense, didn't it, for Joseph? He believed. He followed God's plan and did God's work designed specifically and intentionally for him to do as Mary's husband and as Jesus' earthly father. And in this Advent moment, when Joseph was confused and uncertain and following a plan of his own and not God's, God took an easy, simple step with him. He simply proclaimed his word to him. A word personally spoken to Joseph by an angel through a dream that connected Joseph fully and completely to all of the rest of the Word of God that was available for his guidance and his assurance. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet Isaiah. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. So the antidote to the enlightenment that Joseph needed, to the opening of his mind and his heart, to understanding that while he could never comprehend what was going on in Mary's womb, this child, this first child that he and his wife would raise, was God's child. God's special, precious, promised child, being brought into the world in a process that the Holy Spirit came upon Mary to create in her womb, this real human child, a descendant of David, whose father was God himself. That's a big one. If there's ever been a bigger circumstance needing more clarification for enlightenment and understanding, I can't think of it. And so when you and I stand in the shoes of Joseph and we consider all that he had to process, all that he had to think about and contemplate and wonder and fear, to have God cut through all of that very quickly, simply, succinctly with a word of promise that connects everything back to all of the word that God had spoken to date. It clears our minds as well. And we see our own path to enlightenment and understanding. It sounds too simple, doesn't it? But try it on for size. As you live your life confused and uncertain about whatever it may be that causes that uncomfortableness in your life, that desire to understand better, is it your pain? Is it a relationship? Is it your career or your own personal economic questions? Is it things about sin and guilt and responsibility and eternity? Whatever it may be, in this Advent moment, God is offering you a gift, a precious gift, a perfect gift, the gift of enlightenment, the gift of understanding who he is and what he does, that he loves you, that he's forgiven you, that he's planned an eternity for you, and that every other thing that might weigh on your mind will find comfort, solace, ease, certainty in a daily dose of his word, speaking to your heart and opening your mind to see God's answers. Enlightenment. Another stellar gift of God this Advent for those who need to understand. Amen. Please stand. We'll grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. To him be the glory, both now and forever. Amen.